Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Yo, he's back. Good morning, Facebook family. Welcome to another episode of Morning Motivation with Big Papa. Please forgive our network interruption. The allergy executives at Network Central said, Big Papa, you are just too motivational, too inspirational. We're removing you from the air. And so we had to protest. We said, no, we will not go down easily. And so we were in the boardroom for a couple days hashing out all the new details. And finally, with the power of wind and rain, the allergy executives were blown away. And here's Big Papa back at ya with a little bit of back on that grind. So, yeah, feeling good, feeling better. Probably at about 90% this morning. Yesterday morning, this is very interesting. So yesterday morning, I got out of bed at 8:42 in the morning. Do you know when the last time was that I got out of bed at 8:42 in the morning? I don't either. I don't ever stay in bed that long. And so, can you see that moon up there? That's the moon. That's not a street light. That's the freaking moon. It's amazing. It's so full. I love a full moon. So, last night I realized, so I don't hardly ever take any kind of over-the-counter meds. I definitely don't take pharmaceuticals. But I had some old... I had some old nighttime allergy capsules. And because I don't ever take anything, the stuff has such an impact on me. It's like the same with ibuprofen. Oh my gosh. When you don't take ibuprofen like on a regular basis and you take it, it's like, oh my God, this stuff is powerful. It affects me like pain pills affect people. It like makes me loopy and then makes me sleepy. But anyway, I realized I had taken two nights in a row, I had taken the nighttime allergy meds, and I was sleeping all freaking night. And I woke up at 8:42 yesterday, I was like, holy cow! And so last night, no nighttime allergy meds. And you know what that means? Yep, I was up at 3:30 this morning. 3:30, eyes wide open. So there's definitely something to drugging yourself at night, or drugging yourself anytime, really. But you know what? I don't mind. You know, I'm non-judgmental when it comes to that. When you're feeling bad, you're just feeling bad. Don't beat yourself up, and I don't beat myself up about it. I just don't do anything. And I didn't do anything for basically two whole days. Well, I didn't do anything I didn't want to do. Kind of ached around and dragged around, and I did a couple of post daily dose. Did last night anyway. I missed one day. So anyway, I'm back. Back to my old cheerful, fired up self. Can't hardly take my eyes off that moon. Can you see it? Look at that. It's just freaking fantastic. Go outside and look at the moon. We all have the same moon. I'm showing you the moon like you can't, unless you're in the Netherlands, then it's middle of the afternoon for you. I'm showing you the moon like you can't go see it yourself. So what are we going to do today? We're going to do something amazing. Because that's our goal every day, right? To do something amazing, to be better than we were yesterday. To be more motivated, more inspired, more creative, more driven, more focused, more patient, more passionate, more persistent, more engaging, more understanding, more accepting, more loving. All those amazing things. All those are all the amazing things that make us amazing. And so we want to do more of that today. And I hope you guys have been having a fantastic week. It's Easter. Tomorrow is like Good Friday. So some of you are going to be off work, which is cool. I think I'm going to be up grinding away. I'll check today. I think the gym will probably be open. So there you have it. I have some more travel coming up. Let's just do a getting reacquainted with Big Papa. What's going on, Big Papa? Got some more travel coming up. Not next week, but then the week after. Now, let's see. When is my next travel? Jeez. May 15th? Yes. Grand Traverse, Michigan. Gonna be in Grand Traverse, Michigan. May 3rd and 4th and 5th. So not next week, but the week after. We're gonna be in May, that's right. I'm gonna be in Grand Traverse, Michigan. And I'm gonna be doing a keynote and several breakouts at, I think it's the annual Foster Parent Association conference that they're having. So I'm gonna get there early. So I'm gonna be having coffee. If you happen to be in Grand Traverse, Michigan, and you wanna hang out with Big Papa, I'll find a spot and we can hang out. And then shortly after that, the next week, I'm gonna be in, I think, tentatively, I'm gonna be in Indiana. Somewhere in Indiana, I'll let you know. That's going to be working with a family up there, spending a day with a family. And then right after that, I'm going to be in Northern California from the 15th to the 19th, Eureka. And then I'm going to be from 19th to the 31st. I'm going to be in LA, Beverly Hills, and hanging out in Southern California. So if you are a parent, you want to hang out, and I'll be having coffee in all of those areas, and I'll let you guys know. But if you are a parent, you want to hang out, I'll be letting you guys know. If you are a parent coach or you are a therapist, I'm going to be doing a trauma training when I'm in LA, May 22nd. And then you also have an opportunity to be in Northern California with me during those 3 days. So if you're really motivated, I'm looking for one therapist who wants to change their complete freaking life. Team up with Big Papa. Go to BeverlyHillsTraumaTraining.com. I'm looking for one clinician. Now, I've got a small group of 10 I'm going to be doing on May 22nd. I'm going to be doing a trauma training, very intense, because I don't do anything like very intense trauma training on May 22nd. But then I'm looking for one therapist who wants to get really serious and take their game to the next level. Big Papa's go-to trauma therapist. So go to Beverly Hills Trauma Training. Check that out. Spend 5 days with me. Spend some time with me with some families. Get serious. Up your game. Take you to the next level. Take you to that next dimension of working with families and with kids. So that'll be real good. And then I've got some stuff going on in June. I got some stuff going on in July. I'm going to be in Calgary, Canada in June. So if you're in Calgary, I'll be letting you know. I'll have some coffee up there. Have some of that good old Canadian coffee. I might make a little extra time and go up to Banff. I'm not sure. It is a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. If you've never been to Banff, Canada, B-A-N-F-F, I think. It's beautiful. So I had a guy contact me the other day about doing a FASD documentary. That's very interesting. So looking forward to following up with him and maybe seeing how we can impact the world of fetal alcohol and substance disorders and abuse and all that kind of stuff. So that's what's up with Big Papa. There's stuff always simmering in the pot. And I'm going to go in here and get this workout in. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hey, you, Sean, girl, you know I'm an early riser. I'll be up all the time. And yes, Heidi's working on bringing me to New Zealand. So I'll be over there with the New Zealanders. Sean, I've been getting up early since the days of chopping cotton at 9 years old, girl. That's how I do it. All right. God bless. Big Papa loves you. I'll see you in the morning for morning motivation. If I don't see you this evening for Post Daily Dose.